The morning after his arrival at Dingley Dell, Mr. Pickwick was awakened early by a hum of voices and a pattering of feet sufficient to rouse even the fat boy from his slumbers. When he grew more awake, Mr. Pickwick remembered that a holiday wedding was in the offing. The occasion being an important one, he dressed himself with peculiar care and descended to the breakfast room. The morning ceremony was followed by an ample breakfast and much merriment. Later in the day, after a 5-and-20-mile walk, undertaken at Wardle's recommendation to get rid of the effects of the wine at breakfast, they met again for dinner.
Come hither, bring the holly bush to decorate the wall, with noble bough of mistletoe to hang amid the hall. Spread wide the snowy tablecloth upon the shining board, and bring the best of everything the larder can afford. Arrange a seat for every guest, let here the glasses shine. It was my father's custom, and so it shall be mine. It was my father's custom, and so it shall be mine.
The dinner was as hearty an affair as the breakfast, and was quite as noisy. Then came the dessert and some more toasts. Then came tea and coffee, and then the ball. The best sitting room at Manor Farm was a good, long, dark-paneled room with a high chimney piece. At the upper end of the room, seated in a shady bower of holly and evergreens, were the two best fiddlers and the only harp in all Muggleton. In all sorts of recesses and on all kinds of brackets stood massive old silver candlesticks with four branches each. The carpet was up, the candles burnt bright, the fire blazed and crackled on the hearth, and merry voices and light-hearted laughter rang through the room.